كنا أنهينا أمس الكلام عن واجبات القلب ومعاصي القلب ومعاصي الجوارح والبدن. If you remember, by the end of the classes yesterday, or during the past week, we covered the obligations of the heart, the sins of the heart, the sins of the different organs, the sins of the body. بقي علينا الكلام عن التوبة. We still need to talk about repentance, about التوبة. قال المؤلف: تجب التوبة من الذنوب فورا على كل مكلف. The author said, وهي الندم والإقلاع والعزم على ألا يعود إليها، وإن كان الذنب ترك فرض قضاه أو تبعة لآدمي قضاه أو استرضاه. The author said, the immediate repentance of sins is obligatory upon every accountable person. It comprises regretting, quitting, and intending not to return to them. If the sin is leaving out an obligation, one makes it up. If the sin involves a right to a human, one must satisfy it or seek the person's satisfaction. At-tawbah fi al-lugha ma'naha ar-ruju'. In the Arabic language, the term tawbah means to go back. Linguistically speaking. وفي الغالب تكون التوبة من الذنب. In most of the cases, repentance takes place after committing a sin. So one repents from a sin that one committed in most of the cases. حتى لا يؤخذ به في الآخرة. So one would not be accountable for it in the hereafter. لكن التوبة في لغة العرب تستعمل وتطلق لغير ذلك. But the term التوبة is used for other than that. حتى جاء في حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in one hadith: إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة. Which means I make استغفار and توبة every day 100 times. هنا ظاهر أن معنى أتوب إليه لا يراد به من الذنب. It is very clear that making tawbah in this hadith does not refer to repenting from sinning. أيضا الاستغفار في الغالب يكون من الذنب. Likewise, making استغفار in most of the cases, it takes place because of a sin. حتى يخلص الشخص من المؤاخذة به في الآخرة. So one escapes being tortured for committing this sin in the hereafter. لكن قد يرد الاستغفار قد يستعمل لغير ذلك. استغفار in the Arabic language might be used for other meanings. other than saying Astaghfirullah al-Azim, for example. كما ذكر في القرآن عن نوح عليه السلام أنه قال فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. خطابه كان لكفار، فقلت استغفروا ربكم أي فقلت اتركوا ما عليه ما أنتم عليه من الكفر وادخلوا في الإسلام، هذا معنى استغفروا ربكم في هذا الموضع. اطلبوا من الله غفران كفركم بدخولكم في الإسلام. As it is mentioned in Surah Nuh that Prophet Nuh told his people فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. The term اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ in this verse does not mean say أَسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Because Nuh عليه السلام was addressing blasphemers. His people were blasphemers. And it is not enough for a blasphemer to say Astaghfirullah. If a blasphemer says Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, this does not benefit him at all. بل يزداد إثما ببقائه على الكفر. Rather, he is more sinful by staying for this time as a blasphemer. He has to embrace al-Islam immediately. Instead of embracing al-Islam, he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. He becomes more sinful for remaining a blasphemer for this period of time. Rather, what Prophet Nuh was telling them, seek the forgiveness for your blasphemy by embracing al-Islam. This is the meaning of the term استغفروا ربكم mentioned in the aforementioned verse. Seek forgiveness from your blasphemy by embracing al-Islam. أي وآمنوا بنوح أنه نبي الله أيضا. And by believing in نوح عليه السلام in Noah that he is a prophet of Allah عز وجل. والتوبة واجبة من الكبيرة ومن الصغيرة على الفور. Repenting from both the enormous sin and the small sin is an obligation that has to be done immediately. From both the enormous sin and the small sin. فإن قيل الصغيرة تمحوها الحسنة فَلِمَاذَا يَجِبُ التَّوْبَةُ مِنْهَا. If someone says the small sin is erased by doing a good deed after it, so why one has to repent from it? الجواب أنه لا يضمن أن عمله الصالح. الإنسان كيف يعرف كيف يضمن أن عمله الصالح قد قبل أنه أثيب عليه؟ فيجب عليه التوبة من الصغيرة كما من الكبيرة. The answer is when you do a good deed, how would you be sure that you get reward for it, that it was accepted by Allah? You cannot be sure of that. Maybe you did something, because of it, you do not get reward for it without you paying attention. This is why one has to repent immediately from all the sins, whether the enormous ones or the small ones. ركن التوبة الأعظم الذي لا تصح التوبة بدونه هو الندم. If you want, the biggest integral among the integrals of repenting is to regret. Without regretting, the repentance is not valid. فيجب لصحة التوبة أن يندم الشخص على فعل المعصية التي فعلها لأجل ما ضيعه في جانب الله عز وجل، لأجل ما ضيعه في حق الله عز وجل. One has to repent ليس لأجل الخوف من الناس، ليس لأجل أن الناس كرهوه، ليس لأجل أن الذي أذاه قريبه، ليس لأجل ما نتج عن هذه المعصية من الضرر في جسمه أو في أهله، بل لأجل ما ضيع من حق الله عز وجل. لابد أن تكون التوبة، لابد أن يكون الندم لأجل هذا. And one has to regret because he fell short in fulfilling the right of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Not because he had hard time, not because one is scandaled among the people, not because the one that he hurt is his relative, not because as a consequence of sinning he got sick, not because he lost his money, not because anything like that. He needs to regret because he did not fulfill the right of Allah تبارك وتعالى. إذن الندم هو ركن التوبة الأعظم، لأن الندم يحصل بالقلب، وحصول الندم هو الذي يؤدي بالشخص، يعني ولأن الجوارح تبع للقلب. الندم ركن التوبة الأعظم لأن محله القلب والجوارح تبع له. Regretting is the biggest integral among the integrals of repentance because it takes place in the heart, and the other organs, as you know, are followers of the heart. الأمر الثاني الذي لا بد منه في التوبة الإقلاع عن الذنب فورا. لا تصح توبة الشخص من الذنب وهو ما زال واقعا فيه، ما زال يرتكبه الآن يفعله. لا تصح توبته منه. The second integral is for one to leave out the sin. It is invalid for one to repent from committing a sin while he is still now doing it. Such repentance is invalid. For his repentance to be valid, he needs to leave out the sin from which he is repenting. فإن تاب توبة صحيحة مستجمعة للشروط والأركان ثم وقع بعد ذلك رجع إلى هذا الذنب وقع فيه بعد ذلك لا يؤثر هذا على صحة توبته السابقة. Now if one repents properly, fulfilling all the conditions and integrals, but after repenting from a sin, after a period, he commits a similar sin, the same sin again. This does not affect the previous repentance. The previous repentance was valid. لكن لا يصح أن يتوب الآن من الذنب وهو الآن ما زال واقعا فيه لا بد أن يتركه. But it is not valid for one to repent from a sin while he is still now doing it. He needs to leave it out for his repentance to be valid. الركن الثالث العزم على أن لا يعود إلى الذنب. The third integral is to have the determination not to commit again the sin, this sin from which he is repenting. فلو ندم شخص على ترك معصية على فعل معصية لو ندم شخص على فعل معصية وتركها لكن ما زال في قلبه العزم على أنه سيفعلها بعد مدة بعد شهر بعد سنة ما زال في قلبه العزم على أنه سيعود إليها ما صحت توبته. So if someone repents from doing a sin, if someone, sorry, regrets doing a sin, and he leaves it out, but he still has in his heart the intention to do it again after a month, after a year, after 2 years, he still has the intention to do it again in the future, his repentance now is not valid because he still has the intention to get back to it. أما لو ندم وعزم وتركها وعزم ألا يرجع إليها لكن بعد مدة رجع زل فرجع إليها توبته السابقة صحيحة لأنه استكمل أركانها. Now if one regrets doing the sin, leaves it out, has the determination not to get back to it, his repentance is valid. Now if after a period of time he gets weak again and he does it, he goes back to it, he commits this sin, the previous repentance was valid. This does not, doing the sin again in this case, does not invalidate his previous repentance. This is a new sin. He needs to repent from it. And committing it does not invalidate the previous repentance, because when he repented, he fulfilled all the integrals and conditions of repentance. لكن هذه ليست التوبة النصوح. التوبة النصوح هي التوبة التي لا يتبعها بالذنب من جديد. But as you know, this is, as it is clear for you, this is not the perfect repentance. The perfect repentance is to repent from the sin and not to get back to it after that. هذه الثلاثة أركان التوبة إن كان الذنب ليس له تعلق بآدمي ولا هو ترك فرض كصلاة أو صيام. Those three matters are the integrals of repentance if the sin does not involve the right of a human being and it does not involve leaving out an obligation like praying and fasting. أما إذا كانت المعصية ترك فرض فلا بد من قضائه أيضا حتى تصح التوبة. واحد ترك الصلاة الواجبة ندم والآن هو يصلي وعزم أن لا يترك الصلاة في المستقبل لا تصح توبته حتى يقضي الفرض الذي تركه. If the sin involves leaving out an obligation for one's repentance to be valid, one has to make up that obligation. If one leaves out a prayer or more, a prayer among the obligatory prayers, after that, one regrets, has the firm intention not to do that again, and now he is praying, but he or she does not make up the missed prayer, the prayer that he left. In this case, his repentance is invalid. For the validity of his repentance, he or she needs to make up the obligation that was left by one, that was left out by one. إذا كان الذنب ترك صلاة أو صيام إذا كان الفرض المتروك صلاة أو صيام عليه أن يقضي ذلك فورا. If the obligation that was left out is a prayer or a fasting, one has to make it up immediately. إن كان الذنب ترك زكاة أو عدم دفع كفارة وما شابه، فتتوقف صحة التوبة، صحة توبته على إيصال على إيصال المال لمستحقيه. If the obligation that was left out was paying a zakah, for example, or paying an obligatory expiation, in this case, for the repentance to be valid, one needs to give the money to those who deserve the money. So his repentance is not valid until he pays, he gives, until actually the amount of zakah reaches the people who deserve it. Until the expiation reaches the people who deserve it. So the validity of his repentance is contingent upon that. Depends on that. أما إن كانت المعصية فيها تبعة لآدمي، إن كانت تبعة لآدمي فعليه أن يرد تلك المظلمة، يسترضيه أو يستسمحه. If the sin involves the right of a human being, he needs to satisfy that human being. Or for that human to forgive him. مثلا سرق مال شخص يرد له المسروق. For example, if he steals something from someone, he gives it back to him. أو يسامحه. Or to be forgiven by the stolen person. إذا أتلف لشخص ماله يغرم له أو يستسمحه. If he destroys the belonging of someone, he pays back that person, or would be forgiven by that person. إن لم يفعل ذلك لا تصح توبته. If he does not do that, his repentance is not valid. إذا آذى شخصا، سب شخصا، آذاه بالكلام، لا بد أن يرجع إليه فيستسمحه. He has to go back to him. If he hurts someone, if he curses someone, if he hurts him by saying something to him, he needs to go back to him and seek his forgiveness for what he did. إذا قتل إنسانا يذهب إلى أهل القتيل يقول أنا سلمتكم نفسي، أو يذهب إلى الحاكم يقول أنا قتلت فلانا، انظر أهل القتيل ماذا يريدون، القصاص أو يعفون. If he kills someone unrightfully, he goes and he surrenders himself. He needs, for his repentance, he needs to surrender himself. Then the inheritors of the killed person either either seek punishment for him, or they accept instead an indemnity, or they forgive him for free. But he needs to surrender himself for his repentance to be valid. إِذَا قَطَعَ يَدَ إِنسَانٍ أَيْضًا يُسَلِّمُ نَفْسَهُ فَإِمَّا أَنْ يُقْتَصَّهُ بِالْمِثْلِ أَوْ يَعْفُو عَنْهُ عَلَى الدِّيَةِ أَوْ مَجَّانًا. لكن لابد لصحة توبته من فعل ما ذكرنا. If he cuts off the hand of someone, for example, he needs to surrender himself. And then that person, either he asks the punishment for him, a similar punishment, or he asks for an indemnity, or he says, I forgive him for free, I don't want anything. But he needs to surrender himself for his repentance to be valid. فإن قيل قد صح في الحديث الذي رواه مسلم وغيره أن ذلك الإسرائيلي قتل 100 نفس ثم ذهب إلى رجل عالم فقال له هل لي من توبة فقال ومن يمنعك إذا أردت التوبة إن في البلد الفلانية قوما صالحين اذهب إليها فاعبد الله معهم. في الطريق مات فاختصم فيه ملائكة الرحمة وملائكة العذاب. الخلاصة أنه في الحديث أنه غفر له. إن قيل هذا الرجل ما ذكر في الحديث أن ذلك العالم قال له ابحث عن أولياء القتيل الذي عن أولياء الذين قتلتهم وسلم نفسك إليهم ومع ذلك غفر له، فكيف تقولون لا بد في التوبة من تسليم النفس إلى أولياء القتيل؟ يقال ذاك الرجل يحتمل أنه ما كان يعرف أولياء القتلى، فيعزم في نفسه على أنه إن عرفهم يسلم نفسه إليهم ويفعل ما يستطيع، أو أنه في تلك الشريعة ما كان يقتل القاتل، ما كان يقتص منه بالقتل، فلذلك ما سلم نفسه إليهم، فلا تعارض. Now, if someone says, what do you say then about the hadith narrated by Muslim that talks about a believer among the Israelis, among the descendants of Prophet Yaqub, who killed 100 persons? And then he went to a scholar and asked him, can I repent? And that scholar told him, of course, if you want to repent, who would prevent you from doing that? Then that scholar told him, go to that place. In that place there are good people who worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Go and stay with them and worship Allah with them. He went, and on the way he died. So in the hadith it is mentioned that the angels of mercy said that he went to that place while repenting, after repenting, and he was forgiven. So if someone comes up with this hadith and tells you, how do you say if one kills someone, he needs to surrender himself? This person did not surrender himself. The answer is, maybe this person did not know who are the relatives of the killed people, the people whom he killed. He does not know who are the relatives. So he had the intention to surrender himself to them once he knows them, if he gets to know them. And there is another possibility. Maybe in the rules that were revealed to the messenger that this person was following, maybe in those rules it was not, or maybe in those rules the punishment of the killer was not to be killed. This is why he did not surrender himself to the inhabitants of the killed people. So there is no contradiction between this hadith and the other religious texts that mention that one has to surrender himself in such case. ربما كان في شرعهم دفع الدية فقط ونوى أن يدفعها عند الاستطاعة. Maybe in the set of rules that he followed, the killer needed to pay the indemnity only, and he had the intention to pay it whenever he can, whenever he becomes able to do that. وقد اشتهر أن في بعض الشرائع لم يكن عقوبة القاتل القتل. It is famous that in some sets of at least in one set of rules revealed, اشتهر أنه في شريعة عيسى ما كان يتحتم قتل القاتل إنما كانت الدية محتمة. It is famous that in the set of rules revealed to Prophet Isa, the killer was not killed. Rather, he needed to pay an indemnity. وَأَمَّا فِي شَرْعِ مُوسَى فَكَانَ يَتَحَتَّمُ قَتْلُ الْقَاتِلِ. As in the rules revealed to Prophet Musa, the indemnity was not paid. The killer had to be killed. أما في الشريعة المحمدية فقد جاءت بالأمور الثلاثة القصاص والعفو على الدية والعفو مجانا. As in the set of rules revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the three matters are mentioned for the killer to be punished by being killed, to not to be killed if he pays the indemnity, and to be forgiven for free, which means the inheritors of the killed person in the rules revealed to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام have the choice between these three matters. Either they ask for him to be killed, or they accept to take the indemnity instead of him being killed, or they forgive him for free. ولا يشترط لصحة التوبة قول أستغفر الله باللسان. It is not a condition for the validity of repentance to say Astaghfirullah with one's tongue. وَمَنْ قَالَ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ بِأَنَّ هَذَا شَرْطْ فَقَدْ غَلِطَ. And any scholar who said that this is a condition for its validity committed a mistake by that. لا يشترط. It is not a condition to say with one's tongue Astaghfirullah for the validity of the repentance. طيب بهذا يكون تم نكون أنهينا حل ألفاظ المختصر كله. By this we come to the end of a brief explanation of the whole book of Mukhtasar. إن شاء الله تعالى نرجع إلى الكلام عن هذا الكتاب بتوسع إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله we will go back and explain with more details, farther details, this book إن شاء الله تعالى. ولعلنا في الصيف في المخيم نفعل ذلك نبدأ بذلك. Maybe in the summer in the camp we will start doing that. Maybe. لكن ينبغي أن تراجعوا الذي أخذتموه جيدا. But you need to review in a good way what you took. لأن الشخص يحتاج أن يفهم جيدا ما أخذ حتى يستطيع أن يفهم التوسع في ذلك. One needs to understand the basic meanings of Al-Mukhtasar so he would be able later to understand more details. إن لم يفهم شرح أصلي, إن لم يفهم المعنى الأصلية للعبارة, كيف يفهم زيادة التوسع فيها؟ If he does not understand the original meaning of the text, then how would he be able to understand more details pertaining to this text? فلا تقصروا في هذا. Please do not fall short about this issue. أنا كنت وعدتكم في الماضي أو كنت ذكرت عمل امتحان, يعني إن شاء الله سنفعله لو لم يكن الآن, لكن يعني بعد أن تراجعوا إن شاء الله, بعد أن تبذلوا الجهد حقيقة في المراجعة. I told you before we will have a test. إن شاء الله we will have it. يعني it's not ruled out. Even if it's not done now, today or tomorrow, but it will be done inshallah after we review in a good way. ما شاء الله عرفت أنه كل يوم كان بعض الشباب هنا يراجعون مراجعة جيدة, هذا يفرح القلب. I knew that some young people, not just young people, mainly young people, we're reviewing every day, every night here in a good way. And this is something, mashallah, that makes your heart, makes you feel happy. Inshallah, al-kul yaf'alu zalik. I hope everyone will do that. Allah yubariku fikum. لأنه إن لم يراجع الشخص تتفلت المعلومات منه. ابن عباس قال, قدمت إلى بلدي كذا فلم يسألني أهل البلد في أمور كنت أعرفها فنسيتها. إذا كان ابن عباس قال ذلك, إيش يكون أحدنا؟ ابن عباس once said that after I came to such, he mentioned a specific town. He said, after I came to this town, the people in this town did not ask me about certain subjects, and because of that I forgot them. That is, he did not review, so he forgot them. If Ibn Abbas, if this happened with Ibn Abbas, so what would be the situation of one of us? If you do not review, you are going to forget. If you do not review, you are getting to forget. حتى الشيخ عبد الله كان يراجع قبل أن يعطينا الدرس. Even Sheikh Abdullah used to review before he gave us the class. وكان يفتح الكتاب ويعطينا الدرس والكتاب مفتوح أمامه. And he opened the book and gave us the class while the book is opened in front of him. نعم أحيان كان يعطي الدرس كأنه كان يقرأ من كتاب آخر، لكن لا يمنع أنه كان يفعل ذلك ليعلمنا. Yes, I know many times he was giving the class as if he was reading from another book. But this does not... Why did he do it then? To teach us. Because this is the way to do it. You review and you give the class after reviewing. This is how you should do it. طيب إن شاء الله الآن نتوقف ونرجع بعد صلاة الظهر إن شاء الله. خلاص هو فعل ما يستطيع انتهى. If someone asks the other person forgiveness and this the sin that he did not include is was not related to paying him money or the like. So all what he needed to do is ask for his forgiveness. So he goes and he asks for his forgiveness. The other person does not forgive him. The first one did all what he could do. The first one, by asking forgiveness, he does all what he can do. So his repentance is valid. His repentance is valid. لكن قد يأخذ الآخر من حسناته يوم القيامة في الآخرة. But the one who did not forgive the other person might take from his good deeds, his hasanat, in the day of judgment. Because he did not forgive him. وَلَوْ سَامَحَهُ لَكَانَ أَحْسَنُ وَلَاسْتَفَادَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَكْثَرُ. If he forgives him, this is better. And he benefits in the hereafter more. But this is the rule. تفضل. عد لي حاج ما سمعت. ايه بده يغرم. ما وجده. ما يبحث ما استطاع، ينوي أنه إن وجده يغرم له. هو إذا فعل ما استطاع، إذا فعل ما يستطيع سلم خلاص. If one destroys the belonging of another person and after a period of time he wants to repent, so he seeks that person to pay him for that, he cannot find him. He does his best, and if he still cannot find him, then he is not sinful. His repentance is valid. He makes the intention that whenever I find him, I will pay him, and his repentance is valid because he does all what he can. That's his. If one goes to a person to ask him to relieve him from what he did, but the person does not accept. Okay. We gave the answer. We said if one does an enormous sin, he deserves to be punished. But if the pan of the good deeds has more good deed than the bad deed, does he still get? If he has in the pan of the bad deeds an enormous sin, then the pan of the bad deeds might outweigh the pan of the good deeds. Even with one enormous sin. ما معنى وأتوب إليه في الحديث عندما قالها الرسول؟ الله أعلم على ما يليق بالرسول. هل السيدة عائشة عندما هل خرجت السيدة عائشة ومعها محرم؟ نعم. لما سافرت السيدة عائشة من المدينة إلى البصرة كان معها محرم. When Lady Aisha went from Al-Madinah to Al-Basra before the battle of Al-Jamal, she had a mahram with her when she traveled. Abdullah ibn Zubayr كان ابن أختها. Abdullah ibn Zubayr was her nephew. He was with her. Is it valid to make a vow to not support someone that one is not obligated to support? There is no reward in such vow, so it is not a valid one. What is the judgment if a person found money and did not make enough effort to post a sign? And now the time passed when a person would miss that amount of money. Still, even after the time passed, if now he wants to make up, he does it. He put a sign, if anyone lost something 2 years ago, let him, etc. He posts a sign now. He doesn't leave it out. Even after 5 years, 10 years, he doesn't leave it out. He posts a sign. What should one do? Well, okay. In the past, MashaAllah, when we were at Sheikh Abdullah's house, you know that his house was open for everyone to sleep in, etc. Whomever wanted to sleep, etc. So sometimes we used to sleep there. And we used to make the dishes and the things at the kitchen. So if anyone stood there and started making the dishes, every while the dishes keep coming. Everything that needed to be washed would be coming to him. So now I remember that. I don't know why. It's not like everything you think about it, you ask me about it. If there is something you did not understand about what we said, you ask me about it. It's not like you are not asking a Shafi'i, for example. He's not among you and you are asking a Shafi'i, for example. So let's keep it to that extent. MashaAllah, you benefited a lot. Study and memorize what you took, and then we will take more, and then we will take more. And this is how you progress. Not just by asking questions, okay, I'm sitting, what if this, and we send a question to Samir. No, it's like, if you did not understand something, then you ask me. It's okay. If something is not very clear, if there is a situation where you are involved, you need to know the answer, it's okay, but not just whatever comes to your mind, let's ask this person sitting there. Let's concentrate on what you took. Master it in a good way, and then We will move to something else and then afterwards something else. This is how you progress. It's not by... It's not by distract yourself and not to concentrate on anything that you took that you progressed. No, it's not like that. What should one do if the stole thing from a store? If he takes it back, he might be arrested. What should he do? He puts it back in the store without saying anything to anyone. Can he ask a kafir to forgive him? Well, if you do injustice to a kafir, then you need to satisfy him. You need to do whatever the religion tells you to do. If the person to whom injustice is done is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, you need to satisfy. You need to do whatever the religion obligates you to do, regardless of the person being a Muslim or a non-Muslim. If you take the money of a non-Muslim unjustly, you need to give it back to that person or to satisfy that person. Just like with a Muslim. هل يحرم استعمال الشيء المستأجر بخلاف ما شرط المؤجر؟ يعني لا, هذا السؤال منه مضبوط. يعني اللي سألوا ينبغي أن يراجع باب الإجارة جيدا. منه مضبوط هالسؤال. ده اللي كنا عم نحكي. إذا شخص اغتاب أو سب آخر في غيبته هل يحتاج أن يعلمه حتى تصح توبته؟ إن بلغه أنه اغتابه لا بد أن يستسمحه, وإن لم يبلغه يكفي أن يندم ويترك ويعزم على ألا يرجع. If someone backbites another person if he talks about someone, he backbites him, and that person did not know that so-and-so talked bad about you, then he does not need to tell him and to seek forgiveness from him. If the other person knew about that, then he needs to seek his forgiveness. How does one repent from gossiping someone? If he hears about it, if he does not hear about it, we just answered. If he does not repent, what is his punishment? Does the gossiped person take from the reward in the hereafter? Yes, if he does not repent, the gossiped person takes from his reward in the hereafter. Except if Allah gives him from other than that. And if one does not have enough rewards, then one carries some of the sins of the gossiped person, which means he would be punished. Except if Allah gives the other person from other than that. How does make up face affect the rewardability of the prayer?
Question is not clear.
That is, if a woman who has make up.
Is this makeup, is the dressing up, or is makeup up spray?
No, it's face, Hajj. If a woman wears makeup, I did not hear that this affects the rewardability of the prayer. I will ask, inshallah ta'ala. Naam, tfaddal. Go ahead, Nuruddin. I cannot hear. You need to raise your voice. If the person kills another person, whether intentionally or unintentionally, the person does not inherit the other one. Okay, I thought you were talking about inheritance. If the person kills unintentionally another person, he does not need to surrender himself to the inheritors of the killed person, so they would ask for him to be killed, because he's not punished by that. But he needs to pay them the indemnity, except if they relieve him from that. Joe, a little bit higher, please. When one is obligated to do something immediately, and he does not do it immediately, delaying it is another sin. Delaying it is another sin. If one needs to do something to repent immediately, delaying doing that is another sin. Go ahead. If they regret and now they are praying on time, the Malikis said they pray, they make up every day the prayers of two missed days. Every day they make up the prayers of two missed days, at least. Can you repeat, Robert? Please. Can you repeat, please? No, he can. One can repent from the sins that he committed, even though he does not remember all of them. So he has the intention. He leaves out now. He regrets doing those sins. He leaves out sinning. And he has the firm intention not to do any sin in the future. And that would be enough. طيب. تفضل أبو عمر. عند المالكية يجوز يعني عندهم يكفي أن يقضي صلاة يومين كل يوم مما فاته. What if you found something that belongs to a dead person, then you go to the inheritors of the dead person. Can you? Okay. Question is about drawing something in a specific way. I did not ask about this. What if you learned about sorcery to know how to avoid it? Some scholars said it is permissible, as we mentioned, except if learning it entails committing a sin. if it does not entail that, some scholars said it is permissible to learn it to avoid it. You do not need to learn sorcery to avoid it. You just avoid it, as we all avoid it without learning it. We all do, without learning sorcery. We avoid it. You do not need to learn sorcery to avoid it. Sometimes, if you do not know how to do sorcery, people like me, they are more safe if they do not know how to make sorcery. Then, if they know, then, because if they know, then they might have a bad inclination towards try it, do it, whatever. If one does not know, he cannot try it. That's it. It's easier to avoid it. Why would one take himself to that point? Naam. بسأل إن شاء الله وفيك It depends. Like, what did this person lie about? It depends. It depends. طيب بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم